right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM, a little after 9 o'clock. And where did the dooch go? Where's Bonaducci?
He's having sex with Amy in the parking lot.
Oh, he is.
You want me to go get him?
Yeah, would you just run out and don't bother him? I mean, if he's wait till he's done.
All right.
But stand by. As soon as he's done, have him come back in.
You got it.
All right. While we're waiting for Bonaducci to finish up in the parking lot, let's talk to one of the great sports announcers and also one of the great news guys of all times covering sports. Ladies and gentlemen, John Ireland, how are you, sir?
Tim, always a pleasure. Hey,
fantastic. Ben. Doing great on this Friday night. All right, so the game time is tomorrow. At what time do you guys start?
2 o'clock with LTV. That's Jim Hill and James Worthy in the studio. And then we'll Joel Myers and Stu Lance and I will get things rolling at 2:30. And Denver's on the ropes, Tim. If they don't come up with some way to win this game, I think this thing's over. It may be over anyway. The Lakers won the first two pretty convincingly, and that's five in a row over Denver so far.
Right, yeah, it's not looking good for them.
The funny thing about the Nuggets, after watching these guys, you know, the last two games, this is a really dumb team, Denver.
Right.
And what I mean by that is, in both games, they were still in it. You know, they weren't winning, but they were only a few points behind. And they get technical fouls for like the most ridiculous reasons. I mean, if you get a technical foul because you fouled somebody hard, I can understand that.
Right.
But if you get a technical foul for mouthing off to the ref, and then he tees you up, and then you continue to mouth off to the ref.
And then he gives you a double.
Right. And then and you get two, you're gone. And Allen Iverson did that in game one. And Iverson's a great player, but he's, you know, he's the classic, you know, million-dollar player with a 10-cent head.
Right.
And I don't, you know, their coach needs to get his head around that stuff because it's just, they got, besides leading the league in tattoos, Tim, they also lead the league in stupidity, at least so far. They've been really, really dumb.
Well, maybe those come hand in hand. All right, so we'll catch you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Channel 9. John Ireland, everybody. Catch him tomorrow on KCAL. That's Channel 9 at 2 o'clock. And then Monday, they're carrying the game as well. And that's KCAL, Channel 9. Where's Bonaducci, man? Where is this guy? Oh, here he is. Look at you, dude. Hey. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm better now.
Jesus Christ. Look at you, dude. How have you been out there, man?
I made the mistake of calling my girlfriend and saying, you should see the hot blonde.
God almighty.
Here at night. And Amy was down here in a minute making sure I had nothing left
for me. She is. Hey, so now you had a pretty crazy day today when it comes to, you know, sex.
Yes, I did.
Somebody dropped off a box of porn for you.
Here's the way it works because they're a sponsor. It's called Adam and Eve. And they're a sponsor on my show, and they're a website, and you can order stuff.
Right.
And, of course, on their commercial, I call them adult films.
Right.
In conversation with you, there's some serious porn that they sent me today.
Absolutely.
And some T-shirts, by the way. So, anyway, I went home, and I popped one in the player, and then Amy and I had our way with one another. Then I took a little
while you were watching.
Yeah.
Right.
No, because I said to her, this is weird. Now, I'm going to call this, if you don't mind if I just make my own segment on your show.
Right. No.
I'm going to call it It's Good to Be the King.
Right.
Because I couldn't believe that any of this was cool. I walk in the door with a box of pornography. Now, I've been married to a woman for 18 years that wouldn't let pornography in the house.
Is that
now
right?
Now I'm carrying it in the house in crates.
Wow.
And I was going to take a nap before coming to do your show, after doing my show.
Right.
And I said, I'm just going to go upstairs, watch one of these for a couple minutes, if you know what I mean, and then take a couple of naps. Take a nap. And she goes, well, I want to see it, too. I went, cool. So we go upstairs. Things are brief because there's porn going on the TV, and the girl right there, things are pretty brief, and I take a nap. I wake up, and the room's empty. And I go, I wonder if that porn's still playing. If I just hit turn on the TV, if that porn's still on. And I get up out of bed because I don't have a remote control to turn on my TV. I lost it somewhere. And just as I'm standing there naked, pushing the on button, Amy walks back in the room and the porno starts right back up. And that's the last she has seen of me, was doing it to porn. And she walks back in the room and I'm turning it back on. She goes, what is wrong with you? And I said, nothing. I just wanted to see if it was still playing, but it's the same one from a two-disc set.
Right.
Would you mind changing the disc?
Right.
And she goes, are you kidding me? You want me to change disc one porn to disc two porn? And I said, well, you're up. And she goes, all right.
Jesus Christ.
And she puts it on for me. Hits chapter selection so we can find the best part.
Right.
Hits play, then goes downstairs, brings me dinner, sets it in my lap, and says, is it good to be the king?
Jesus
and
Christ.
And I just said, Yes. And she even gave me a warning. She said, don't tell me about the lifestyle you provide for me. Just sit there and revel in your kingness. Your girlfriend just switched porn for you, did it with you, made your dinner, and you're eating it naked while watching more porn.
That is unbelievable. That is, you that might is be the only guy in town that had that today.
Dude, it's the weirdest thing because basically everybody hates their wife and girlfriend. They're a necessity that you have to have. But you see the super hot chick, and I don't mean to embarrass that. What's that young lady's name?
Sam.
There's a beautiful young lady here named Sam. And when you first see a girl like Sam walk by, you just go, damn, I have a girlfriend, or damn, I have a wife. Well, what were your shot at her anyway?
Yeah, right.
It wasn't like she was just going to jump into my arms, but still you resent your wife or girlfriend just because Sam exists.
Yeah, but you know what? When you see somebody, you know, like a Sam or some, you know, attractive chick, you think to yourself, wow, if I were single, you know, that could be happening, right? But when you, in reality, when you are married and then you do get a divorce, you end up attracting the same chicks you did before you got married.
Absolutely.
It's the same pool. You're attracted to the same girls.
I have actually...
Or the girls, the same girls are attracted to you.
I have never been single. Ever. Ever.
You've never lived on your own.
I moved out of my parents' house when I was 14. Got an apartment, got emancipated, became an adult, got an apartment. So I went to the first year of high school, all the way through high school on my own. Had a girlfriend from high school live with me all through high school. Right after high school, I moved in with another girl. And I can tell you I can go down the line of girls I lived with until I got married. Wow. I've never lived alone ever. I'm unprepared for life. I'm ill prepared.
So you've never lived on your own for one night. I mean, you've never been like in an apartment or in a house and this is my house. I'm here.
Gretchen kicked me out of the house one time when we were married and said...
But you're still married at that.
But I was still married, and allegedly I had no women in that apartment.
Wow. All right, that's allegedly. All right, let's ask Sammy here about if she has a comment. You got a comment there, Sammy?
My sex drive is so high, I'd rather have sex all the time than leave the house.
Wow.
Okay.
Sam.
Tell me that is not a recording and that's really her. Because I think I could do it again. I really swear to God. I know I'm 48.
You're older than her dad, I think. Hey, Sam.
I'm older than my girlfriend's mom.
Sam Marino, how old is your dad? How old is Don?
I think
Don?
He's 47 or 48.
I'm 47.
All right, so Bonaducci's as old as your dad.
My Amy's mom is 47. I'm a year older than my girlfriend's mother.
Wow.
And 4 years older than her mother's boyfriend.
4 years older than her mother's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Going for it.
And I'm a way better catch.
All right, folks, the special things that your girl has done for you, whether it's your birthday, whether it's an anniversary, whether it's Christmas, or just on a daily basis like happens to Danny Bonaducci over here.
You know, because that's cool, because, I mean, it's so easy, and it's part of my radio show for 20 years, depending on what girl it is. I have hit a home run for sure if I'm really mad at the girl I live with. Because I'm going to start my show with that. Because I'm so brave behind the microphone.
Right.
I'll start the show with good afternoon or good morning or good night, whatever show I'm on. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you about the bitch I'm living with now.
Right.
Here's what she did. And I'll just go, even though she's listening and I'm going to have to deal with this later. You get really brave. But I don't think you ever stop to think, wow, she just did the coolest thing. I'm the king. She made me the king today. That was a nice moment.
All right.
Although, I can't tell you. The funny thing is what I had for dinner. I like it a lot. So
what did you have?
Tuna helper.
Tuna helper?
Yes.
Oh, she didn't make dinner then. She served you tuna helper.
No, you know, it's dry. The noodles are dry and need to be cooked. And the tuna, well, the tuna, I guess you got to throw in the hamburger helper.
Yeah, but I mean, that's when, like, when women say, you know, I just made a homemade meal. And they put together ground beef, they brown that, and then they put a foil packet over that crap, and then they mix it up. That's not homemade.
No.
That's not a homemade
dinner. That's not a homemade dinner. But I like to play more than I like to eat a homemade dinner.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff comes out of a box these days, and I'd rather be playing around.
All right, here are the phone numbers, the great things that either your wife or your girlfriend has done for you in the past, whether it's a special occasion or whether she just did something for you on a whim. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here is a real special one, and this happened to a friend of mine who lives up in Ventura. He had he has a wife, and now his kids are, I think, 11 and 14. But this is back when they were like 2 and, you know, 5. But he hired a nanny from Europe. He's really hot. I think she was either German or a Swiss or
and
something.
And he was currently married?
Yeah, and he was married. But I know. But,
is
but
she
you know,
insane?
They went through so many interviews of girls they didn't like. They finally liked this girl. She was tall, blonde. She's like 5'10", you know, perfect shape. So the guy's out of town. A friend of mine's out of town. And he comes back to town for his anniversary. And she had made dinner and stuff. To make a long story short, while the guy was out of town, the wife convinced the au pair to have a three-way with them.
Now, see, that true porno story. And tuna helper
right.
was good until now.
This is a true story.
Now it's good to be the prince because right. that guy is the king. That guy's the king.
Yeah. It's an absolute true story. So he comes back. She makes him dinner. They have dinner. The guy has no idea that the au pair is in the bedroom. And she says, I got a surprise for you. Walks in the bedroom, and she's laying there, like, in lingerie.
Oh, my God.
And the three of them enjoy. And not only did it happen that night, but it continued to happen over the next year.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They would get a... They would take the kids to, like, the grandparents. Seriously, Dougie. They'd take the kids to the grandparents, or the kids would be, you know, have a house sit or whatever, and they'd either get a hotel. They'd take this girl to Vegas with them. And this girl went to Vegas with him. You know, they stay like at, you know, a nice hotel in Vegas, get a babysitter for the kids, and the three of them would hit it.
See, that's because you're opening up a big can of worms there, because if you invite the au pair who works for you into the bedroom, and then you decide to fire her for any reason,
right.
she's got you by the short hairs, because sexual harassment clauses and laws are very broad.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know,
she can willingly have done whatever she wanted, but she was terminated for whatever she says.
Right.
That guy took a real chance, but...
Yeah, but then again, why would you ever terminate her?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
I mean, even if she was punching your kids in the face, you would blame the kids for
that. Oh, my kids can take it. My kids aren't that attractive anyway, if I'm going to get a hot au pair.
Yeah, you blame everything on the kids. All right, let's talk to Amy real quick and get a little confirmation on this story. Amy,
that's
how
funny,
are you?
Adam.
Hi,
sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
All right, so that's a true story, huh?
It is a true story.
You actually made Danny Bonaducci dinner and changed the pornography on the TV for him.
I did, and there's actually more to the story. He was taking a nap, and while he was sleeping, I was cleaning the house and doing his laundry, picking out the clothes he's wearing right now.
Jesus Christ, man. I love the fact that you have no self-esteem.
Oh, I have lots of it.
Oh, she's chock full.
I love doing it.
She's chock full. This is this is a school teacher, very proud of herself. Just every now and again, it's like king for a day. We do this for each other, though.
But
I will return this favor on a specific day. She will be the queen.
Oh, but Danny returns the favor all the time, and I don't have low self-esteem at all. We do this for each other. It's fun.
Yeah, but Amy, it's fun. I mean, let me take that back. You act like you have no self-esteem, and that's great, too.
For a day.
Yeah, for a day, or for an hour, or for 10 minutes, or for 30 seconds.
Yeah, because otherwise, I said this, and then somebody called up and said, there's no winning. Somebody said, why do you let women walk all over you? And I said, this is my choice. Amy runs our home.
Right.
And the rules are set by Amy.
Right.
That's by my choice, because I make bad choices. You might have read about some of them.
I think I have, yes.
But sometimes it's not like role-playing, because that's just too goofy.
That's weird.
But sometimes we pick whose day it is, and we make the other person king or queen for the day, and they get any wish they just say, do this for me right now. And the other person just does it right that second. And what's weird is, I'm sorry about this, Amy, she does it more often than I do. She'll look at me and say, right now.
Really?
In the living room. And I just drop and give her 20.
Jesus Christ. What a household you guys are running.
I love you, honey.
All right, Amy. Thanks for checking in, baby.
All right.
All right.
There she goes, everybody. You have plans of getting married, by the way?
She does.
Yeah.
And she makes the plans.
All right. All right. Here are the phone numbers.
I'm not divorced yet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You got to wait a little while.
But
you should do like a Brad Pitt, where Brad Pitt, he said he won't marry Angelina Jolie until gays have the same right to get married in this country.
Right.
That's a great line. How can she fight that?
Well, I tried to cut a deal that way. Amy's apartment, school teachers are vastly, as you will know, underpaid.
Right.
And she lived in an apartment that cost $850 a month rent. And I kept paying that rent, even though she lived with me. And she said, why do you pay the rent on my apartment when I live here and I work for you full time? Because she does the job of, you know, I have half the money I did, and Gretchen has like a staff. She has people that work for her.
Right.
I can no longer afford that. Amy, being a school teacher, is super organized. It can handle more than most people. And I said to her, to be honest with you, the reason I keep your apartment there is so when I throw you out or you break up with me, you are not homeless. You have somewhere to go. And she goes, why would you do that? And I said, because I can promise you that's not the last vagina I'm ever going to see. I promise you, I can't live with the idea that that's the last one I'm ever going to see. Right. I've just been with one for 18 years, and it didn't like me.
Right.
Okay? I can't promise you that's the last one I'm ever going to see. And she said, what if it's not? I said, what? She said, what if maybe twice a year we could see another one? I said, if you made that deal with me, I'll close your apartment right now. You can move in. She said, okay, done.
Is that right? Yeah. And have you had the first one yet?
We got really close one night. I mean, really close. Really close.
With a friend of hers?
No, just this girl we had met, and she came over for a drink. I forget exactly how we met her, but she came over for a drink, and it was just, I was sure it was about to happen. We had moved from the living room to our bedroom. We're all sitting on the bed. We're still dressed.
Right.
But she was ready to go. In my opinion, this was just about to really happen. You know, when you get the feeling, whether it's a good feeling or a bad feeling, but it's a huge feeling. This is a, oh my God, this is really going to happen. This is going to happen. Oh my God, oh my God. Because I've been thinking about it for so long, I'm starting to freak out that it's really going to happen.
Right.
And her cell phone rings. She says hello, goes quiet for a couple of seconds, and starts to cry hysterically and runs out of our house.
What happened?
I don't know. It's Jesus like somebody Christ. Died or something.
Oh, bad. I know. Bad timing.
Dude, I could have killed myself.
Jesus Christ.
That's awful.
The great things that your chick has surprised you with or either does for you on a regular basis, let's give them a little credit. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We're going to take a break. Danny Bonaducci is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
I'm a fool.
Yeah, I know.
F them all!
The Jim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, folks, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Danny Bonaducci is with us till 11 o'clock tonight. And then Gretchen the Lukes take over. And you've had some day, man.
I've had quite a day.
An opportunity here for guys to tell us how great their chick is if they've done something spectacular.
Yeah, because how fast would our phones be blowing up? Notice how quickly I made us a team.
Right.
Our phones.
Yes.
But how fast would these phones blow up if we said, tell us about the nasty thing your wife did to you? Right. The phones would be off the hook. But think about it for a second. When was the last time your wife or girlfriend just went way out of her way to make you the king, to make you feel special? And that we've got some phone calls,
exactly.
But they're not as fast as if, hey, why do you hate your wife?
Yeah, no, you hate your wife.
The phones are literally on fire.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Chris in Ventura. You're on 97.1. How are you? All right, what do you got going?
Well, I think, first of all, I think I have a little bit of history with both of you, Danny indirectly. Tim used to be a limo driver?
Yes, I was a limo driver, yes.
Yeah, David Soule, I was his stepson. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to pick up David Soule up off of Beverly Glen. Is he still up in that area?
No, I think he's in England now, hiding from child support.
Is that right? How many kids does he have? He had like 10, huh?
I lost count. I know I have 3 half-brothers from him, and then 2 step-brothers, and I think he's got a girl.
Oh, Jesus. He used to live up in a really bitchin' house up in Beverly Glen. It was like an old wooden house that you would see in, like, I don't know, up in, like, the mountains of, you know, like Big Bear or something. It was unbelievable.
You know who ended up buying that house?
No.
Carrie Fisher.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Wow.
All right, what do you got going? Chicks have been good to you, huh?
Yeah. And, and Danny, my dad was on Partridge Family with you, Bobby Sherman.
No way!
Yeah.
Your dad's Bobby Sherman?
Yep.
All right, wait a minute. I can give you a quiz right now to find out if this is all true. What's your father do for a living now?
He's, San Bernardino and LAPD.
Yep.
Is that right?
He's an EMT. Yeah. I thought he was an EMT.
Well, he was an EMT, and then he teaches medical training at the LA. At the
That's academy. Bobby Sherman's kid right there. How weird is that?
That is odd.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I had an ex-girlfriend, and on four separate occasions, including porn, she'd bring in her girlfriends for me. Wow. And she used to say, I didn't like it, I didn't like it. I said, that's the only reason why I'm with you.
You know what? I think that's an interesting thing. Would you stay with a girl? Now, let's assume she's attractive.
Right.
She's a 7. She's reasonably attractive. But she just bugs you. Pretty much constantly. When you look at her,
not very bright,
constantly.
Right.
Just everything about her. Remember on I Love Lucy, it was Ricky banging his cup on the cup of tea when he'd stir it?
Right.
Would just drive Lucy crazy. Everything about your spouse drives you crazy. But she'll bring home other chicks.
Right.
How long would you stay?
I think you got to stay.
I think you got to stay. I think you got to stay.
I think you got to hold on.
I think it's the rules, man.
Hey, how old are you now, dude? You're in your
20s? 35.
35.
Yeah.
Look at you. All right, that's pretty cool, man. Are you still with her?
No, I'm not.
What happened? She died?
No, she actually stopped doing it, so that was it.
You weren't kidding. That's the reason you stayed with her?
Yeah, that's right.
She gave up on it, Susan. See ya.
How many different times did it happen?
Four times with four different chicks? Four different chicks. It happened actually twice with the same chick, and then. But then I ended up seeing the other chicks on the side, too. So.
Can I ask you a question on how this is actually done? Because this is a real discussion in the Bonaducci house. There was a deal made, and I intend to keep my end up, if you will.
Right.
So here's the thing, though.
But so you got the best end about that deal because, A, you don't have to pay the $845 a month for an apartment.
Right.
And, B, twice a year she's going to bring a chick home.
Oh, see, my theory is even better than that. I think once she's done it once or twice, my theory is I think she's going to like it.
You think it'll accelerate?
I'm taking a bet on...
What if she hates it? Are you back to $845 a month?
No, if she hates it, she's sticking to her deal of two at least twice a year. She's out. Plus, I'll cheat.
Okay.
I told her that going in. I said, here's the deal. I can't be faithful. And that's when she made the deal. So if she breaks the deal, I'm going back to the original deal.
But you have been faithful to her.
So far.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
What, 6 months?
We've been going out a year.
It's been a year already?
Well, we met the day my wife asked for a divorce.
What day was that? Do you remember?
April 7th.
April 7th. Wow, so it's over a year. Look at you.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, you take care of yourself.
See you, man.
All right, there
you go. Say hi to your dad.
Wow, look at that. Bobby Sherman's his dad,
I guess we're dating ourselves. Bobby Sherman, along with David Cassidy, were the two biggest pop idols of the 70s.
Right.
Of the early 70s.
Look at that, man. All right, let's talk to...
We're getting the relatives of superstars from the 70s. That's how big we are.
All right, that's fantastic. I think we can get here. Mark in Ontario, you're at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Mark.
That chick that took off on you when she got the phone call, pulled it out of Black is his five, broke a check to dump a date.
Is it me, or can you not understand?
Yeah, I can't understand you, dude. What's going on with you?
Okay, it's my headset. Hold on.
I think it's more than your headset. Right, let's put that guy in hold and see if somebody can slide a dictionary out to him or... a grammar lesson, and then we'll have him back on.
There's always Fabian.
Yeah, Fabian and Brea. You're on 97.1.
We had Bobby Sherman's kid going up, and now Fabian's on the phone.
Hey, what's Fabian, you're on the air.
What's up, Fabian?
Guys?
Hey.
Well, I just want to say my chick, she was pretty cool. It was like Christmas of 2006. At that time, I got fired from my job, and... I didn't have any money to give her a present, so she got me nice presents, and I was kind of feel bad because I didn't have any money to get her.
Sure.
But she gave me a pass, and it was pretty cool, and I kind of appreciated her for doing that to me. So.
And that's it, huh?
Well, you know what, though? If you think about it, I mean, sex is always the first thing a guy is going to think about.
Yeah.
But if a girl had the wherewithal... to stick with you when you were too broke to get her a present, but you made you feel like you didn't have to feel small. See, I would feel so small, I wouldn't be able to face it. And Fabian, I think if I'm getting him right, this chick was able to give him a pass, and he didn't feel like less of a man. That is a very intricate way of being a really great girlfriend. It ain't as good as a three-way, but it's, you know, that's a very nice girlfriend that can make you still feel like a man when you can't afford to get her a Christmas gift.
Oh, trust me.
Hey,
I
Fabian,
love her.
Can you describe this chick to us?
Oh, well, she was short.
Nice ass, by the way. That was the first thing I look at her when I met her. We hook up like right away, and by the third day, I got her in the sack.
All right, buddy. Jerry Gomez just killed himself. That guy's got a girlfriend.
I was just thinking, if the first thing
Jerry's single.
If the first thing he sees is her ass, doesn't that mean she's running away from him?
Yeah, she's trying to get away from
him. She's trying to get away. Yeah, what do you mean he didn't hook up with her? He caught her. He actually hooked her.
Half of those rape kits downtown probably have his DNA on them. All right, gang, here are the phone numbers. The awesome thing that your chick did for you that was unexpected, and Danny had quite a day today. He's watching pornography.
First watching pornography and doing it.
And doing it.
Second pornography
taking
while
a
being
nap.
Served dinner.
Right. Then watching
nice.
Pornography and his chick changes the pornography on the TV while she is serving him dinner.
Yeah.
520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Fred in Redondo Beach, you're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Guys, first I want to know, how do you eat and watch porn at the same time?
Because I actually wasn't, we had just done it. I only took like a 20-minute nap. I was just mostly curious because we had done the scene selection, which is a new thing. You got to remember, my ex-wife would not let pornography in the house. The last time I was, not afraid because I had some stashed, but you're looking for every sound. It's not a very satisfying time.
Right.
You're listening for the car door to open or something. It's not really satisfying. So nowadays they've got this chapter selection thing that I've never seen before.
Right.
You don't have to start the movie and either hit fast forward to the good part. There's like, you can pick, there's this scene with two guys and one girl. There's this scene with two girls and one guy. There's this scene with 27 people, in a manila envelope.
Right.
And you can pick. And I fell asleep during chapter 3. I wanted to see if chapter 8 was on, and I turned it on, and she flipped the disc for me and brought me my dinner.
There you go. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, so here's the deal. So I used to be in the Navy, right? And you're out to sea for 6 months, and you don't see any tail for most of the time that you're out there.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that.
So my girlfriend at the time, right, she, who now is my wife, made a lucky sock, okay? But what this is that it was a rabbit fur-lined sock that she actually sewed together so I could take care of myself, if you know what I mean, while I was out at sea.
I think I can put that together.
Yeah, I think I can put that together,
that is,
that's a good girlfriend.
Yeah, that is not bad.
I'm glad to hear that. I mean, even that has a sexual connotation, obviously.
Right.
I'm glad. One was money, and one was, a loving... It's going to be a drag in the submarine, bro. Let me help you out.
Absolutely. The guy with the most popular sock on the ship.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think that's something you lend. It's not like a power tool, dude. It's not like a...
Hey, make sure you're pretty close to those guys out there. All right. Danny Bonaducci is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Doesn't matter.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Danny Bonaducci joins us from the Danny Bonaducci Show, which is on 2 to 3 p.m. every single day on this station. 97.1 Free FM.
They actually, they called it Broadcasting Bonaducci.
Yeah.
But they didn't ask me.
But
they also didn't ask me to do afternoons. They told me both things.
Right.
They said, you're doing an hour of radio a day, and it's called Broadcasting Bonaducci.
Yeah, well, it's a great deal.
I said, do I have to take less money? And they said, no. I said, I'm in.
Let's go.
Wait, I get to sleep till 11 in the morning and get the same dough? I'm in. Oh, an hour of work? Yeah, I can do it.
That's fantastic. You got a great deal, man. All right, the great things that your chick has done for you. Let's talk to Kevin in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1.
Hello, Timmy, my boy.
Hey, how are you, dude?
I'm good. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, man. All right, so this is an ex, so I'm not sure if it still counts, but it was only a couple weeks ago that we broke up. So last night, I'm in North Hollywood. I finish work late. I go to my local bar. It's like a block away. My ex is there with a chick who's actually extremely hot. They're pretty tanked, and they come over to me, and they're like, hey, you live right around the corner. Can we go to your house? We're way too drunk to drive. We go back to my house. We start playing strip poker. Before you know it, we're having a threesome.
Nice.
Wow.
By the way, strip poker is a good way in.
Yeah, strip poker's great.
Because I'm trying to figure out how to make that move. How do you go from making them company, you know, unless... Because I don't want to buy anyone. I want to rent a human being. Not that I'm against it. I've been with a million hookers. I'm not against it.
Right.
It'll make the sensation or the thrill much better that she wants to participate and thinks that this is a lot of fun.
How much better on a scale of 1 to 10, though?
That she has found one or both of us attractive?
No, that she is doing it for no money and just because she wants to do it.
Yeah, it makes it, I would say, 100% better.
Is that right?
Well, I've actually, when I used to go to those massage parlors a lot, the ones that give you a happy ending.
Right.
And they just lost their appeal compared to when I finally just said, because eventually I was having no sex with my wife at all, so I never felt even a slight twinge of guilt about cheating.
Right.
And I found that renting a person for 45 minutes or whatever had lost all its appeal to going up to a girl and saying, hi, how are you? And having her like you and go home with you, even though at that time my home was a corporate apartment building.
How long had you been doing that before it lost its appeal, though?
Well, I've done it since I was probably of age to go to one.
Right.
You know, I guess it's been 5 or 6 years since I've been to one.
Yeah, but see, also in those places, you can never be comfortable because you never know if the cops are going to come in, or you never know if it's going to be raided at the time you're, you know, sitting there completely
naked. I don't know exactly what the cops do to the customers. I don't know what laws you've actually broken by being naked in a massage place.
I think they arrest you nowadays.
Do they?
I think they do.
Well, then I'm glad I don't do it anymore. statute of limitations? Because I may take back and say I made that story up.
Well, Danny, I'll give you a tip.
Yeah.
What I did was I had this little novelty strip poker card set somebody gave me. I had it out, but not like, you know, flagrantly out. It was just on my coffee table somewhere, like near some magazines. I didn't say anything about it. They saw it and they were like, "Hey, oh my god, we should totally play this." So then you don't have to be the slimy guy being like, "Hey, you want to play?"
Right. Because I don't know how to make that move. That's excellent. Is that one of those things you'd get at, was that novelty shop that had everything?
Oh, Oz or something like Heaven that. Or you know, one of those places. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Everybody has a couple of drinks and then all of a sudden they notice it's on the table.
Right.
A couple of giddy girls.
Yeah, we did that
in
high school. When I was a senior in high school, we had, there was about four girls and I think five guys. And one of the chicks said, she was really bombed. And she goes, "Let's play strip poker." So the guys immediately, they're into it, right? So I was like the only guy that really knew cards, right? So I was going to, you know, I'm going to wipe this place out.
Because
I really know cards. And none of these girls even know what a straight is or a flush or anything. So I deal the cards out. Everybody, everybody wins except me. I lost the first hand. So I take, you know, shirt off, right? I'm dealing again. I lose again. I couldn't effing stop losing.
Oh, my God.
I'm the first guy totally naked in high school.
In high school, that could scar you.
Oh, in
forever.
High school, it was the worst. I didn't know how to go to school the next day.
Yeah. So now, all I can imagine being worse is if the game continues and all the guys continue to lose. And now you've got you and four of your buddies and four dressed women.
Oh, yeah. I actually had to split because I was, my curfew was at 2 a.m., and so I'm sitting there, like, getting dressed in front of everybody.
Oh, my
and I'm
God.
I'm like such an a-hole. I can't believe I let this happen.
So you knew cards even back then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, so that is the unluckiest streak Jesus. Ever.
But that's my whole life, man. Whether it's a racetrack, whether it's at the casinos, or whether it's at strip poker, I always lose.
You know, the only thing I can think worse than the way I have lived my life under my own set of rules and circumstances, if I had met you in high school and we became best friends. Between the two of us. Well, we'd be in jail for life
by
now. Yeah. Between the two of us, we'd be sharing a cell, playing cards, going, which one is the wife today?
On death row, man. All right. Danny Bonaducci is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, the cool things that your chick has done for you. And, let's take a pass on she filled your car up with gas.
Yeah.
Let's try to top at least the story that Bonaducci told, which is
having your girl do it with you while watching porn, then within 20 minutes to an hour, because I'm not sure exactly how long I was asleep, switching the porn tape for me and bringing me dinner in bed.
How do you beat that?
That's hard to beat. That's a girlfriend, man.
Yeah, that is sensational. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sean in Torrance, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up? Dale, I'm the guy that's been listening to you since I was 7.
Oh, is that right? You're 17 now?
I'm 18. guy.
Oh, my word. That's pretty cool.
Okay, anyway, what my story is, my girlfriend has, like, a pair of, like, double Bs, and she actually doesn't like them. And so she was going to get, like, breast reduction surgery for her birthday.
Nice nips.
What's up?
Nothing.
Nice nips.
Yeah, basically. Anyway, she was going to get the breast reduction surgery, but because I like them so much, she decided to cancel that.
Wow, that is a great chick.
That is a great chick, because usually it's not the size that bothers them. It causes them pain in their lower back.
Right.
You know, she actually suffered physical pain.
For this guy.
So you would have fun bags to play with. That's a good girlfriend.
Oh, that is fantastic.
But,
good for you.
But she probably doesn't know, if she didn't investigate too far, is he also saved her from terrible scars. They're different from implants.
Oh, the ones where they remove it or worse?
Unless they've gotten technology much better than the last one I saw.
Right.
They're horrifying. They're scary, the scars.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they go around the nipple and then split straight down from the nipple straight to the bone.
Oh, my God.
And they take the fat out.
Jesus Christ. Jerry, please. All right. Hey, Sean, hold on one sec. We're going to send you something here, dude. Charlie Wilson's War on DVD.
Oh,
Tom Hanks. You've seen that, right?
No, I haven't.
Seen it? Tom Hanks, Julie Roberts, and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And a story of Charlie Wilson's part in the Afghan War. Yeah, the arming of Afghanistan in the war against the Soviet Union. Out on DVD right now. Yes, it's Charlie Wilson's War. Jerry busts my balls. He goes, every time you do a giveaway like that, it sounds like you just read that for the first time.
Oh, really?
But I am reading it for the first time.
Hey, they're free gifts. Why do we have to study? You get something free.
Susan and Tarzana, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi there.
Hey
Susan.
I know you were calling out for guys to call in, but I wanted to tell you something I did for my husband.
Perfect.
Quite a few years ago.
Well, you know what? That's actually, let's get that out there. If you're a girl and you've done something,
enjoy yourself.
Yeah, please feel free to call us and tell you what we did, what you did for your man, please.
Okay, well, I arranged to have us visit a porno movie site.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, where they're shooting a movie.
It was a surprise. We met at Gelson's in Studio City.
That's where they all start.
That's right. And we went along the famous 5 freeway into Pornoville.
Chatsworth.
Yeah, of course. And they were so nice. You know, they gave us, you know, they took pictures of, you know, of course, after the scene, we watched one scene, and then we were so hot and bothered we needed to go home.
Right.
But we were really mad that we didn't stay because there was girl on girl and there was a group scene.
How did you arrange that?
Well, I kind of put the feelers out on another morning radio show, and the president of a porno company happened to be listening, and we got hooked up.
Wow.
That's neat.
I have arthritis in my knee.
By the way, darling, I think they've dropped the O from porno. I think
just
they've
porn.
Just, yeah.
Oh, okay, well,
just porn?
I'm kind of giving my age away.
Sounds like you're calling us from 1972.
Well, anyway, we had a great time, and afterwards they sent us a whole bunch of DVDs and some pictures they had taken on the set. But we had a great time. It
Look
was really
at you.
A lot of
fun. What a fantastic gift to that
husband. That is a nice gift.
Yeah. All right, hold on one sec. We're going to send you Charlie Wilson's War as well.
Really? Who's in? What's it about?
Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and Philip Seymour Hoffman in the true story of Charlie Wilson's part.
Hey, isn't he that guy that armed
Afghanistan?
That's what I heard.
In their war against the Soviet Union. In their war against the Soviet Union. Out on DVD right now, Charlie Wilson's War. Go get that thing and go watch it at home. All right, we got to take a break here. Is that right? We're time for one more call. Time for a call? All right, well, let's take one more call here. Let's talk to Sean, let's see, William in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy and Danny, how you guys doing?
Hey,
Timmy and Danny, I like it.
Hey, you guys got a great chemistry, man. Let's move this shit, wise up, and give you guys the big dough to do this show together.
Up and got a big old raise, according to the paper.
You, Danny, and Arsenio, man, the three amigos.
Did you say the what?
Three amigos.
I thought you said that. Okay.
Three brothers from another mother.
All right. What do you got, dude?
Yeah. The best thing that my wife has ever done for me is shut the hell up.
All right. Fantastic. Glad we waited around for them. I think that a lot of guys probably think that way. The best, you know, one of my friends was talking the other day. He says, you know, the best thing my wife has ever done for me. I said, what is that? That's where I got this topic. Actually, he goes, she actually left me.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go through the guilt. He didn't have to go through all the pains of trying to break up with her. She split.
Actually, it turns out, now I did not want a divorce and was devastated when she asked, and it turned out nicest thing she's ever done for me. You know that expression?
Has it improved your life?
By leaps and bounds, it's improved the lives of my children. It's improved her life dramatically.
So everybody won.
Financially, it was a bit of a burden.
Right.
I had to buy a new house. She still lives in a very big, expensive house, and we're not divorced yet, and I'm not one of those guys that's going to cut off her money and be a jerk.
Right.
So she's still spending around 20 G's a month.
But you'd rather be in that condo than back at the old situation.
Okay. Did you hear what I just said? One, I couldn't bring porno in the house. The other one brings me dinner while I'm watching and puts in a better porno for me.
There you go.
Yeah, it worked out okay.
Okay. All right, Danny Bonaducci is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.